Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
Drive. They gave up 54 the entire first half last week. Different game. Jamal Williams in the game at bat. Carr pressure. Lets it fly. Going deep. Shaheed. Oh! He's got it. Touchdown, New Orleans. A bomb to Shaheed.
No pressure in the pocket. Comes late, but Derek Carr just dropping a dime.
Well, we learned in week two, it's the New Orleans Saints world, and we're all living in it. Chris Brown, play-by-play of the Buffalo Bills, joining us. We do Buffalo Bills football Monday, and it was a different kind of Monday for us because, you know, we got a victory Monday all the way through the weekend and a chance to watch the rest of the games and see what you think of the AFC. Chris, good morning. Jeremy and Joe. The general vibe today is that whatever you might have thought of the AFC contenders, right about now, the Bills certainly look like one, and the rest of the field, you know, I think we can see some warts out there. I know it's week two, but that seems to be the general consensus around town.
Yeah, and I understand why, but, you know, it is early, and a lot can change between now and then. I think we all have to have some measure of concern about the law of diminishing returns as far as injuries on the defensive side of the ball for Buffalo. I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket on anything. The team's off to a 2-0 start. I think they're performing better than maybe some fans anticipated because of the fear of the unknowns, new players and new roles, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. And it doesn't look like the performance of the defense has changed in any way, shape, or form. So there's certainly reason to be encouraged. I got too much scar tissue from the injuries the last 2 years, guys. So I'm trying to kind of hold my water on getting too excited, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah, it could be a Miami thing too, right? Like Baylen Spector having to play and all those other guys. Like they seem to know the scheme. Going back to Thursday on that, Chris, is maybe that the most impressive thing, that it just feels like whoever's in there with this opponent, maybe specifically more than any other, that the Bills just know all the tricks. I saw a good tweet about this, that maybe if you only see Miami once every other year, you know, you might be caught off guard by a lot of what they do, but if you're used to playing it, you might just know what to expect.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that, but I also think you got to give Sean McDermott a ton of credit here. I mean, you can't tell me there are a dozen other coordinators that are going to school on what Sean McDermott and Bobby Babbage come up with every week, because they've got cheat codes, seemingly, and definitely on the Dolphins, but I think there's other teams you could argue they have cheat codes on. I heard you guys mention it earlier. They've handled Lamar Jackson pretty well over the years in terms of keeping him under wraps, and there are other examples too. And I'll take it a step further, guys. I know there's been a lot of consternation from Bills fans about, oh, you know, every few years, because we have a defensive head coach, we run the risk of losing a good offensive coordinator. I'm just going to say, when the Bills have changed coordinators, there hasn't been a drop-off. Certainly not the likes of what we saw in Philadelphia last year when they lost coordinators, or what Miami's done the last 3 years, changing their defensive coordinator. Atlanta, run down the list. The Bills don't have a drop-off when they change a major component of their coaching staff, and I think you have to give Sean McDermott credit for that too.
Yeah, the continuity, the system, the process, however you want to say it, Chris. Like, so far, the returns, early returns on this season are looking pretty good. We're waiting for official word on Terrell Bernard, Taron Johnson, of course, we have a little bit of an idea of how long he'll be out just because they did not put him on IR. When it comes to, you know, you mentioned the diminishing returns with all these pieces that are going to go in on the defensive side of the football. The loss of Bernard, if it is a short-term loss, how do you feel they can overcome it, they can get through it? I mean, of course, it's Milano and Bernard. It's a package deal to be missing both guys.
Right. And if you said at the beginning of the season, well, the Bills will be without their two starting linebackers, but come week three, you might have some heart palpitations. But, you know, to the continuity point, Baylen Spector is a player that is, you know, in his third season here. He knows the defense backwards and forwards. I think he's underrated in terms of his instinctiveness. So there's that. And I think you saw examples of that on Thursday night, you know, coming in cold and running a defense. I mean, he didn't just step in for a guy. He's telling the other 10 guys where to get lined up. And I thought for a guy that had to do that on the fly and come off the bench cold, I thought he did a pretty good job. I think a little hesitant at first, but man, by the second half, I don't know about you, I was calling his name an awful lot. So I'm encouraged by that. And, you know, I don't think you want to test the depth much further. I think Bills fans might be excited this week if Joe Andreessen's up, but, you know, he's probably going to be playing on special teams, knowing they're, you know, down another linebacker and Spector's a core special teamer. So Andreessen and or Eddie Ulofosio would probably have to take his spot there. But, you know,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cam Lewis has been fantastic in Taron Johnson's absence. So, you know, these are guys that have been in the pipeline. But if you go a step beyond that, you know, now you're talking players like potentially Nicholas Morrow, you know, who just got here in the offseason. And, you know, if you have to go a step further at nickel, God forbid, you know, now you're really getting down the depth chart. And that might be a point in time where, you know, you've got to maybe rein it in, reduce the volume of what you're calling, and that can impact performance, as we've seen in years past.
If, in fact, you know, the returns on the defensive side are not quite the same, you might need to ask a little more from your offense. They didn't really need much from the passing game against Miami, and we saw Shakir leaned on quite a bit. And after that, it's, you know, backs. The wide receivers didn't combine for too much. Samuel, Hollins, MBS, and Keon Coleman combined for one catch. You know, they didn't need him in that game. For you, is it something you're looking for going forward? Like, there's probably going to be times during the season, postseason, whatever, where this group will be called upon to put up big numbers, whether it's a shootout of a game or it's just because the passing game is something they need because the run game is shut down. It's something I think this Bills team is going to eventually have to prove.
Yes, yes, there is truth to that, absolutely. I think Josh astutely after the game pointed out, you know, we were working on short fields pretty much most of the game.
Yeah.
So So I think the numbers on offense were going to be muted just by that fact. And I think, I don't know if offensive coordinators would ever admit this, but I think when you get the ball back and you're in plus territory, there's no need to kind of go for the end zone immediately. And I think maybe even unconsciously, offensive coordinators, when they get the ball in that kind of a plus territory, that kind of a drive start, almost, you know, instinctively just lean on the run game a little bit. And it was working for Buffalo. And so I thought the passing game kind of took a back seat, you know, and Josh's numbers will bear that out as well. But, you know, even the fact that they went 3 for 9 on third down didn't bother me, because they didn't have to convert too many third downs to be right on the cusp of the end zone. So I think the short field kind of muted the passing game, and I'm kind of treating some of the other numbers that we often look at, like third down conversions, where the Bills have obviously led the league the last 2 years, as more of a single game circumstance. Now, all that being said, we do have to remember they're playing a team this week that has been their Achilles heel for like the last several years. Yeah. So if it persists into this game, all right, well then maybe we have something to talk about. But I do like the fact that the Bills get a mini bye, extra preparation for a Jaguars team that, by their own description, I don't know if you saw the Trevor Lawrence quote, but his direct quote was, "We suck right now." So they're going to be a motivated bunch coming in here, but I would hope that the mini bye and the extra prep time serve the Bills well in finally vanquishing a demon who really should not be one. When you compare the rosters, I mean, they have talent over there, but I think the Bills over the years have been a far better and more consistent football club. So you would hope that that would bear out, you know, with some extra time to prepare for this team.
Yeah, that Lawrence comment about his offense, and he was under duress a lot against the Browns. And honestly, like, to turn back to defense for a moment, Chris, like, the Bills through two games, like, the strength of their defense right now looks like it might be. They have a couple things that look good, but the pass rush so far, like, if Jacksonville is one of these teams, I know Baltimore's another, that are having offensive line problems early on, I don't know. The Bills look like a team that doesn't have to ever blitz and still can get after the quarterback.
Yes, and again, as excited as I am about the defensive line, which I was optimistic about going into the season, I think we do have to remember the level of competition here. Arizona's offensive line, not fantastic. They lose their starting right tackle in that game. So there's that. And then I really don't think much of Miami's offensive line. I think they just believed that, you know, we'll just use the guys that were backups for us last year, we'll just stick them at guard. We'll just get some guy to play center. We don't need Connor Williams back, and, you know, we'll be fine. And we saw how that worked out for them. So I think all of those things have to be weighed in. But yes, I think the defensive front has been very impressive through the first 2 weeks. Vaughn looks like the old Vaughn, which is a huge force multiplier as far as I'm concerned. So that's something I think Bills fans should be excited about. They were wondering through the first 2 weeks. It's looked pretty darn good. And now he's going to be coming off a little extra rest with the mini bye. So those are all things to be pumped about, I think. And you hope that continues this week, you know, against a team that's probably going to try to run the ball with ETN early to maybe take some pressure off that offensive line in passing situations.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline, wrapping things up for week two. Thanks, Chris. We'll chat later this week and get ready for Monday Night Football from Highmark.
Yeah, should be a good one. Thanks, guys.
All right, Chris Brown. His appearance here is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. Monday Night Football tonight, Falcons and Eagles, and a Manning cast. This is the last Manning cast until week 5. We will not get a Manning cast for Bills-Jags. So Manning cast tonight, which means the Mannings and Bill Belichick in the first half. And I don't know who the guests will be. We'll find out. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.